This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My brothers and sisters in Islam, there is an incredible story of Shia absolute resistance and power and strength and firmness that is coming out from Turkey this morning. There is an old woman that was under the rubble, and finally, since the earthquake until now, they managed to locate her, and as they were bringing her out, she was unscathed. She did not have the hair scarf on. So she refused to come out. She refused to come out until she finds her headscarf, her khimar, her hijab. And they gave her one. She put it on her head and she came out. Allahu Akbar. What an incredible story of resilience and power and commitment upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a moment like this, especially an old woman like this, what would you think would go and come across the mind of such a person? Generally, people today, when they are tested in a calamity like this, they begin to question and doubt their faith and doubt Allah Azza wa Jal. Why did this happen? Why did Allah send this calamity upon me? Why am I under the rubble? What did I do? These are the questions that people ask, subhanAllah. However, we are learning incredible from this mother of ours. We are learning from this incredible sister. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant her strength and all those that are in calamity to grant them strength upon their iman and faith. She stood strong, she stood firm. She knew that even amidst this calamity, I still need to be committed upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the worst thing you can do in a calamity is to disobey Allah azza wa jal. And this woman is teaching us that the obedience of Allah azza wa jal in the middle of a calamity is what is going to save you. Because it doesn't matter if your body perishes, it doesn't matter. What matters is if your iman and your relationship with Allah perishes. This is where the problem is. This is where the real calamity is. Being injured is a calamity, but your deen being injured and your deen being removed, this is a greater calamity, because you lose in this life and in the afterlife. Allahu Akbar. We learn so much. We learn so much from the sister. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Any calamity that strikes, it's because of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the one who gives it permission to happen. Allah says, وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ. Anyone who has firm belief in Allah, meaning he believes that the calamity only came as a result for Allah Azza wa Jal decreeing this matter, and he himself subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it permission. وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ. Anyone who believes that whatever Allah has written for him will hit him, no matter what he does. And whatever is not written for you will never reach you. Whoever believes in this, Allah Azza wa Jal will guide his heart. يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ. And then the ayah after, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ. Obey Allah and his messenger. The message, as though the message is, amidst your calamity, do not neglect the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not neglect it. SubhanAllah. For we learn incredible from this sister here. We learn a lot. My brothers and sisters in Islam, amidst your calamities, amidst your trials, amidst the pains that you go through in life, one thing is going to save you for sure, and that is your commitment upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not a time to question Allah and what Allah is doing and to complain about Allah. It's not its time. If you complain about Allah and you begin to doubt your faith, you're only making your calamity worse and worse, and it won't bring you relief. The relief is going to come in the fact that you know Allah is the one who decreed this calamity, and Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who's giving me a chance to cleanse my sins and to bring me closer to Him. And Allah is the one who's testing my commitment upon al-Islam wal-Iman. Allah Azza wa Jal does not send the calamity to hurt the slave. He does not send the calamity to harm them. Rather, he sends it to remind them so that they turn back to him. And if you can learn this lesson in the middle of your calamity, wallahi, you have achieved everything you can achieve in this worldly life. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to strengthen this sister and to make her an example for us. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal that many of the youth look at this story and benefit from it. Allahu Akbar. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us firmness and strength upon al-Iman wal-Islam. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to relieve our brothers and sisters that are still stuck under the rubble, and to bring peace and tranquility upon the families and upon those who have lost their loved ones, and to have mercy upon ash-shuhada, those who died as martyrs, bi-idhnillah. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive our sins. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.